Ray Foley on Today FM.
Your weekend wins 0874 100 102. Lads, I host.
Go again there. Look, speaking is difficult.
Lads, I hosed out the inside of the bins.
Wow.
Congratulations. They're now spotless and ready to receive more rubbish and become dirty all over again. My wife gets a man to do that. Another man, not me. I've won the battle, but I'm always losing the war from John in Limerick. There'll always be more rubbish, John.
Why do you hose out the bin? What's the point of hosing out the bin?
They stink.
But they're outside.
They still stink. Horrific.
How long do you have the bin open for?
My wife...
It opens, you put the rubbish in, then you close it.
My beloved gets obsessed about the bins. It's like, I have to get that man. I have to get that man to clean the bins. Okay, love. Moira's been on. She says, Ray, I found an online buyer for my old microwave, which I didn't want to have to take to the dump. €50 into the revolution. Come on, you mag. Come on yourself up, Moira. Nice. Turning junk into money, love the show. Hey, Neil's there. He says, I learned how to play Three Blind Mice on the guitar as a 32-year-old male. Wow, congratulations, Neil.
Yeah.
See how they run.
Bitches.
Keith is over there, 0874 100 102. Say good afternoon to Keith this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Keith.
Your wins, Keith.
How are you doing, Keith, here? Hi. My weekend win, it has to be completing my move from my old home to my new home.
Oh, awesome.
What an accomplishment, you know.
Very stressful, yeah.
Took a lot of doing, but we got there in the end, and as ever, my partner, she was an absolutely legend in helping out, you know. But that's my weekend. Oh, by the way, Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey.
Cheers, Keith. And your partner as well, the absolute legend. And Lisa's there as well. Lisa?
Hi, Ray. Paddy and Connor just on their way home from Central Park.
Oh, my God. Paddy and Connor are with Lisa in the car. So wait, day off from school as well as going to Central Park?
After their first time on the rapids.
Wow.
Great fun had by all. Pooped now.
Oh, absolutely pooped. Particularly once you're big enough to get on the rapids, you're on the rapids all weekend. And let me tell you, you are sore. You are bruised from the rapids and Centre Parks.
School tomorrow.
Oh, school tomorrow. Well, listen, short week. Congratulations and well done, guys. Well done, another weekend win. 0874 100 102 on text. My weekend win this week is 15 years ago, at the age of 28, I got diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. I went back to full-time education, went travelling, and now I'm after getting some good... Hang on, I don't want to reveal it all. I've had a tough time. Things get better. Things change. Life is for living. From Anya. Let me call Anya, will you?
It's ringing.
So it is.
Hello, Anya speaking.
Hello, Anya speaking. It's Ray Foley speaking here at ZFM. How are you getting on?
I'm good, Ray.
Good. Good to hear it. I got your text message there. You had a weekend win?
I was above in Dublin. I'm just after on the way home. So a piece of my work and artwork that I submitted got accepted to the RHA. So,
wow! Oh my God! Awesome!
Yeah. So yeah, it's actually bloody brilliant. Like in the message I sent to you, it's been 15 years of ups and downs since the cancer diagnosis. So yeah, this weekend has been pretty epic. So I got to go off, celebrate, hang out with a really close friend, Five Moles, and. Yeah, made a day of it.
Amazing. Yes, you said in your text, it's Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that is a form of cancer, yeah?
Yeah, it's a form of cancer in the lymph nodes, in the drainage system, lymphatic system. So I was only 28 at the time, but it was this time.
Yeah, 15 years ago.
How
are you now?
Oh man, I'm good. Like, it's actually only last year that I finished up my regular checkups with the doctors.
Right.
So I was getting yearly bloods and things done up until last year. So, yeah.
Well, good. That's great to hear. So you're healthy, you're happy.
Oh, man, all is good. Like I said, again in the message, it hasn't been an easy up and down for 15 years. Like,
yeah.
I've known people who've died from cancer, and you kind of feel like when you're still alive, you got to make the most of it. But it does tend to mess up with your head. So I've had so much support along the way. Like the cancer centre in Clonmel and all friends and family, and yeah, so I got really lucky then that I was able to go back to education, and I soaked it up. I went back to college in Crawford and I did ceramic, glass and textiles there.
Right.
So the last few years, that's what I've been trying to do, is become a visual artist and just enjoy what I do every day.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah,
yeah. I was going to ask you, what were you doing when you were 28? Were you in a different line of work?
Oh, man, yeah. I was actually working in a supermarket. And right. I remember that they that I went to the doctor because I had literally just finished up for 2 weeks holidays and a cousin was getting married the following week and I was really sick. I had been kind of on antibiotics for months. And I said, man, I want to get rid of this this head cold, this sinus. I said, I've lumped, like, my glands are still swollen. I said, I even have a lump in my neck. And from there, everything changed. They were like, how long have you had that lump? And yeah, within 3 weeks, I was on chemo.
Wow. So scary, so terrifying. But like, you say your experience, it does give you an entirely different, I mean, talk about a handbrake turn then into what you're doing now.
Yeah. Life is for living and been in a shit job. I know a lot of people during COVID, I felt during COVID, a lot of people got the wake up that I got when I was 28.
Yeah.
That, you know, you need to shift and change and like you need to be happy in what you're doing. So
I must give that a go. Try and do something that makes me happy rather than this miserable old crap I'm doing every day.
It's toxic.
You're a visual artist. I'm just a con artist.
I have to say, I love your show. Like the buzz that I get off your show every day.
You're very kind, aren't you? Well, I'll tell you what, you've given me a buzz because I've been like a bitch this Monday. But you've put a smile on my face. What did you make? Was it a pot? What was it?
What's the artwork?
Oh, no. So actually, there's two pieces that got accepted. One of them is, so I work in glass mostly, and one of them is glass nipples.
Lovely. I love a glass
nipple. My favourite type of nipple.
Particularly when it's cold.
Yeah. So they're kind of like little nipple biscuits that are served with a glass cup on a silver tray. And then there's a glass cushion, a black cask cushion there as well. So it's all my stuff is about invisible labour of women. And because I grew up on a farm, that's all part of it as well. But again, it all comes back to that diagnosis, like how the treatment affected my sense of femininity and what it was to be a woman and all that stuff.
Yes, of course. Where do we see? Can we see it? Is it for sale? What's the deal? How does it work?
Yeah, so the work that's in the RHA is for sale. Any of the pieces there. So anybody should go and visit that exhibition. It's on till the end of the summer. My work is in two different galleries there, but anyone should go. There's red dots. Like any artist loves to see a red dot going up on their work.
Yeah.
But I'm on Instagram as well. But I don't really tend to do commissions because the work is so personal.
Yeah.
But I'll have a show coming up in October down in Kerry at the Grilsha Gallery. It's been a mad few years. I only graduated in 21. I was one of those COVID graduates, so it's been mad the last few years.
Enjoying yourself now, anyway. What's your second name, Anya? Sorry, let's Google you.
Anya Ryan.
Anya Ryan, we'll look you up. And how much for a glass nipple? I've never asked a woman. I'm being very forward.
We can start the negotiations.
Right, we'll have a discussion off the air. Listen, babes, a huge congratulations. Lovely to talk to you. You're an inspiration. And drive safe, won't you? Continue success.
Cheers.
Bye.
Will do. Thanks a million, lads. Take care.
Bye.
Love the show.
Hey! We love you. Cheers on you. Bye.
Ray Foley on Today FM.